This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Well, I hope you're sitting down. It's not hype when it's true. The potential is there for a historic storm moving in tomorrow, says Storm Tracker 13 Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews.
Snow showers developing across parts of our northern mountains. This is all due to a cold system that will sweep across our area here in southern Colorado throughout the afternoon. So expect low clouds, dismal conditions, and chilly northwest winds. Temperature highs in the 40s to low 50s, and rain showers changing over to snow showers for the Pikes Peak region and parts of Pueblo into the afternoon and evening time frame. Very heavy wet snow for higher terrain areas across the Pikes Peak region Friday night.
Mary says the snow event could be lasting all weekend. In fact, the National Weather Service has just issued a winter storm warning has been issued from noon tomorrow, Friday, until 6 p.m. on Saturday. You can expect heavy snow, total accumulations of 5 to 8 inches, and winds gusting as high as 45 miles per hour. This is for southern El Paso County from noon tomorrow until 6 p.m. on Saturday. Travel could be very difficult. The hazardous conditions could impact the evening commute. Heavy, wet snow could cause damage to tree branches and power lines. It's something we will definitely be tracking throughout the day tomorrow. More on the weather coming up momentarily. Our other top story, the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office says be on the lookout. They are aware of an incident involving several men going to a home in the early morning hours and one of them posing as a deputy with the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office. Yesterday, a woman warned neighbors to be alert for suspicious activity by several men, one of whom apparently posed as a deputy with the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office. The woman posted the warning on Nextdoor, explaining that a man wearing a jacket with a sheriff's office emblem knocked on her door at 5 a.m. If you have any encounters like this, you're asked to contact the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office immediately. Ford is recalling thousands of pickup trucks. The recall is over a manufacturing airbag defect in Ford trucks. Some 310,000 F-250Ss, 350Ss, 450Ss, and 550 vehicles. Ford says there's a problem that can cause the driver's side airbag to fail to deploy as intended, increasing the risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says dust may accumulate in the steering wheel, causing an electrical disconnection, and the result may be the driver's airbag does not deploy as well as intended. El Paso County man expand, excuse me, the El Paso County plan is to expand Powers Boulevard. Public Works Assistant County Engineer Joshua Palmer tells the Gazette that they're looking at extending Powers all the way to I-25. Powers could also be turned into a six-lane separate highway. The county is having Wilson and Company conduct a study that's looking into what needs to be done. And finally, federal judges in Denver are considering what the public has as far as a First Amendment right to record police. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has that story.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the 10th Circuit heard arguments yesterday in a case from 2019. A man sued a Lakewood police officer after the officer tried to interfere with him using his phone camera to record a drunk driving arrest. The lawsuit was dismissed in a lower court after a judge found the right to record had not been clearly established in 2019. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Temperatures a good 20 to 25 degrees above average for southern Colorado today. Gusty west-southwest winds, especially across the Arkansas River Valley, are leading to high fire danger through this evening. This is all due to a cold front that will push across the state overnight tonight into early tomorrow morning, and that will bring showers back to the region by Friday afternoon. So between noon and 4 p.m., showers are likely to develop mainly across El Paso County, Teller County, and Douglas County, and then spreading south into Pueblo through the evening hours. A transition over to snow is possible overnight Friday into Saturday morning, where a general 2 to 5 inches can be expected for parts of higher terrain areas in the Pikes Peak region. This is going to be a very slushy, wet snow, so it could weigh down trees and even cause some isolated power outages. We'll clear out late Saturday with a little bit of sun returning on Sunday. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.